Please be seated. For days, he had been walking behind a camel. His legs ached. In all of the pain and confusion, we can only imagine the questions that must have been running through his mind. Like, where were they going? Somewhere in Egypt, perhaps. And how could his own brothers have done this to him? They had hated him so much that they wanted to put him to death, but they settled for selling him as a slave. And now here he was walking along with this group of strangers. Sure, looking back, maybe he shouldn't have pointed out that dream to them where they had all bowed down before him. But that did not justify the evil that they had now done to him. His life was potentially ruined. What fate lay ahead of him? And where was God in all of this? Must have been very difficult for that young 17-year-old man. And yet, he never gave up his faith. Although we can imagine that he struggled with, what is God's plan in this evil that is happening to me? It wouldn't be for many, many years that he would actually see that plan of the Lord in his brother's terrible actions against him. He would become very powerful in Egypt, and through God's wisdom given to him, he would actually save many lives from a 7-year drought that would happen. Our lesson for this morning takes place 39 years after Joseph was sold into slavery. And it is recorded in Genesis chapter 50. We read from verse 15. I invite you to stand for the reading of this lesson. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him." So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, "Before your father died, he commanded, saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." Dear Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We ask that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. 39 years is a long time to carry a load of guilt. And that's what those brothers were doing. Imagine that nowadays. That would mean if somebody had committed an evil against someone back in 1985. But that shows the destructive character of sin, how devastating it is. It was still eroding at those brothers' souls all those decades later. Certainly, Joseph had made amends with them back many years earlier at the time of the drought, when the brothers had discovered that he was still alive and the family had been reunited. But the brothers suspected that Joseph was holding back. He was being nice to them for the sake of Jacob, their father. If Joseph would have done anything to the brothers to harm them, that would have deeply hurt his father. But now Jacob was dead, and the brothers figured, Joseph is now free to take his revenge on us. Have no doubt the brothers feared Joseph at this point. And rightly so, after all, Joseph was a very powerful ruler in Egypt. He could have, with the snap of his fingers, had his brothers arrested and put to death. They acknowledged their position before him and his power and authority. I want to parallel this for a moment with you and your relationship to God. Do you acknowledge the evil and the wrongs that you have done before God? Do you fear his punishment? We should. God is all powerful. He's omnipotent. He could punish us in an instant. He could rightly condemn us to hell because of our sins. If you have little fear of God, his punishment, or a feeling of remorse over your evil that you've done, then today is a wake-up call for you. Joseph's brothers truly repented. We can tell that from the statements that they made to him. A couple of things. First of all, they acknowledged their sin and they asked for forgiveness. They owned their sin, their evil. They didn't blame someone else or make excuses. They owned it and they asked for forgiveness. Secondly, they said to Joseph, "We are your slaves." More or less saying, "We're in your hands. Do with us as you please." They were trusting in Joseph. Their repentance was from their heart, and they demonstrated it. And God wants from you and from me also, he wants genuine repentance from our heart. He doesn't just want lip service to him. And in fact, that's the only way to get rid of that sin, which is so destructive in its character. The only way that it can be removed is through repentance and trust in Christ to remove it. Martin Luther once said that sin can only exist in two places. Either it is on you, on your shoulders, and you have to suffer the consequences of it, or it is on Christ. And it's on his shoulders, on the cross, and you are free. You need to know that God truly forgives you for your sin. That's the only way sin can be removed, and God has done that through his Son. You are forgiven through Jesus. And now with the eyes of faith, we can see Jesus and what he has accomplished for us, and the Holy Spirit works in us a desire to forgive others also. This is what Joseph did. You can see in his words the forgiveness, the tenderness he spoke to his brothers, that they didn't need to be afraid, that they were forgiven. He wasn't in the place of God. He wasn't their judge, but he forgave them. God is never the author of evil. He's never the author of evil. He is the author of good. In fact, God is so wise and so merciful that he can take a bowl full of evil and he can work it, he can knead it and massage that and produce something that is very good. Now, we don't always get to see God's plan in our lives, the difficulties we go through. Like Job in the Old Testament, we're not told that Job ever found out why he went through all that suffering that he did. But Job continued in his devotion towards his heavenly Father. Joseph does find out. He does see God's purpose in the hardships he went through. And he says to the brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." God has a plan for you, and you can trust in him that no matter what happens, he is working it for your good. Maybe you'll see it in this life, maybe you won't, but you can know that he has that ultimate good in plan for you. He wants you to be with him in heaven for eternal life. I want you to help me emphasize this point. I'm going to say a series of statements, and after every statement, I want you to say the words in our lesson for today, God meant it for good. Okay? You're going to respond. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. In Egypt, he became a powerful ruler. A terrible drought came upon Egypt. Through careful preparation, many lives were saved. You have had some very painful days in your life. Perhaps you had a very difficult childhood. Sometimes you look at the world and you just see the problems and don't know what to do. No matter what happens with the upcoming election, some days you've had such terrible days and hardships that you've asked, why is this happening to me? God wants you to trust in Him. Jesus, the Son of God, was born in a lowly manger. He was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. Religious leaders in Jerusalem arrested him, falsely accused him, and had him flogged. Jesus suffered the humiliation of death by crucifixion. Jesus suffered the punishment that you and I deserved. But on the third day, Jesus arose from the grave. And one day, all who believe in him will also arise again to everlasting life in heaven. Thank you for helping me make that point. I hope that that repetition will stick in your mind and perhaps give you comfort at some time in the future. Just as God had a plan for Joseph, he has a plan for you. You may not see the results in this life, but you can know that ultimately God wants you in eternal life with him. You can know it for certain because he sent his son Jesus to pay for your sins. You are fully forgiven for every wrong. And in your baptism, he claimed you as his own dear child. Now let him guide your ways through his word. Amen. Please stand for prayer. This morning we are going to pray the Lord's Prayer together. And when we get to the part, as we forgive those who trespass against us, if you would like, you can think about somebody close in your life that could use your forgiveness. We pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen. Please be seated.